Black American Voices is a compilation of African works of art, photographs of Black Americans, and narratives from Black American Voices. By drawing this intimate connection with Africa and Black Americans, I want to illustrate the continuation of African cultures, shared values, and emotions as they have flowed to us, the descendants of Africans. This collage of imagery and words is intended to allow us to steal away as we examine ourselves through art and culture. Perhaps each turn of the page can lift us higher and higher in affirmation of ourselves and the experiences we are having in this land so far away from Africa, the home of our ancestors. The African aesthetic influences all that it touches in the world. I believe the historians and scholars who offer that many artists have been and continue to be influenced by the Africans. The richness of dimension, shape, form, narrative, rhythm, and verve is evidence of that influence. No favor is ever granted when great artists pay proper recognition to the African influence on their work. The recognition is due. The narratives are the result of conversations and interviews I've had over the years with family, friends, and others. As I pair these faces with voices from their respective journeys, I am hopeful that it will move us deeper into the fullness of our lives and legacy. Each sentence, each paragraph, and page of these narratives speaks from the heart of Black America. I am advocating that we celebrate these individuals who shine as the stars in our galaxy. They demonstrate daily what greatness truly is. If we are patient as our journey with others, we discover that we are all carrying similar joys and burdens along the way. Our individual detail and appearance matter less than the theme and emotion that we discover when we pull the covers back. Please welcome these works of art and expressions of culture into your heart and come to treasure them as I have. Joe Barry Carroll, editor. That's from the opening to Black American Voices, Shared Culture, Values, and Emotions, featuring the Zamora Collection by editor Joe Barry Carroll. You know, this book is the result of three prodigious talents, with more than a soupçon of added talents as well. An NBA basketball all-star turned philanthropist turned author, and author now twice over. A music legend and famed Purdue administrator who, with his wife, offered to allow his family's treasured art collection to be integrated into this moving collection of art and memories. It's a gem of a book that comes onto our shelves only once in a while and is rightly treasured when it does. The personal, thoughtful stories of life and life's experiences we encounter are told page by page. Each essay and its accompanying photo that portrays the writer faces a gorgeously photographed piece of African art from the Zamora Collection. And beautiful as the layout of this book is, beginning with the striking cover art produced by Mr. Carroll himself, even more beautiful, I think, are the stories by and of the people who share them with us. Stories told from Mr. Carroll himself and from his family. Stories told from Mr. Carroll himself and from his family. Stories from Tony and Betty Zamora and their friends. The beauty and too often underappreciated wonders of African continental art strike us as we turn these pages. Much credit to the Zamoras for allowing their collection to be presented. We ought to note that Joe Barry Carroll's latest publishing effort is the second book he's been deeply involved with writing. He's the author and the illustrator of a moving book about his own growing up years and experiences in the last century in the American South, titled Growing Up, a book that was published with the express purpose, as Joe Barry Carroll tells us in that book's introduction, "I want to reach a place where I can reconcile the challenge of the great sage who offered, there is nothing new under the sun. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done." In writing his book, Growing Up, Carroll tells us, it was important for him to answer this question. What is different about my story that would compel someone to pause and take interest? I doubt there is much difference in the details of my life, and certainly nothing that is necessarily superior to the next person's experience. So instead of pursuing a distinction with a difference, I offer myself along the lines of a shared sameness. While this could be considered my story, it remains every person's story, as we all share the same fears and shed similar tears during our lifetimes. I offer this as a celebration of the commonality we all share in some way, shade, or verse. So much of that could be said of this book as well, The Black American Voices, Shared Cultures, Values, and Emotions, featuring the Zamora Collection, because it too is such a warmly viewed look at life in America as it is lived today. What struck me most when first looking through the pages of today's feature title is, and what spurred me to reflect back to the beginning and start all over again, is the intensity of the stories told within these pages. These true life tales are thoughtfully paired with the stunning photography of a marvelous art collection from Africa. True stories of individuals talking with us from their hearts about their family, about their trials and tribulations, and yes, their joys and their uplifting experiences in life, all reflected off of the artwork shown on the facing page. There's so many folks I would point to as examples of the spirit of this book, and I can't mention them all, of course, but I can mention Eva Mae Williams of Monticello, Arkansas, who reminds us that the real courage is seeking to thrive, as she writes as part of her message to the larger world. Wisdom dictates that no matter our state, we should carve out a place of present happiness for ourselves. The real courage is to thrive in this present moment and to avoid overweighing the past or the future. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow may never be mine. I'm going to enjoy what today has to offer. There's Eddie Coit of Jackson, Mississippi, who shares with us his definition of manhood. As he writes, every man everywhere longs to hold in his hand the keys to his very own home. He puts aside that he may be required to pay off a mortgage before he totally and absolutely owns this coveted home. That detail becomes irrelevant. What is relevant is the joy of my children playing on our yard, my wife preparing meals for all of us on the stove in our kitchen in our home that we bought. I love sitting with my wife Barbara at our table as we figure out this life we have chosen. There's Julia Boyd of Huntsville, Alabama, who puts the demands and rewards of daily life into perspective in her conversation with us. As she writes, pick up children, check groceries, check send sympathy card to Mary, check call mom, check. My life has seemed like ready or not, get set, go. Since my first child was born, I sometimes feel overwhelmed and a little uncertain. But I never regret the life I was given, nor this life that I have chosen. There's Betty and Tony Zamora, who share their love for each other. In this particular instance, they write, in this particular instance, Tony Zamora shares this thought. There was something about Betty that captured my attention. She always held her head up high and walked with purpose, as though she was headed someplace in particular. She appeared outstanding, forthright, smart, well-dressed, and pretty. And there are so many, many more in this marvelous look at life. Black American Voices offers us a marvelous way to experience the art and the true life stories so movingly told. The book ends with an excerpt from The Black Americans, which speaks to the election of our first black president of the United States. I'll end, therefore, as Joe Barry Carroll has chosen to end his book with its words. We refuse to wait for history to offer you proper praise in all of its brilliant hindsight. Allow us to present you roses while you live. How many roses for one who has given so much to so many? We now proclaim once and for all in this moment that you are great and you are good. We cried tears of joy and disbelief that fated night when you became official forever. Standing center stage with your family that looks like us, talks like us, and walks like us. We had been told throughout our lives that we would have to work twice as hard to make our dreams come true, and so it is that you work twice as hard as you made your dream come true. How large that you did not keep the dream realized to yourself. Like a great singer, you invited us to join in your song. Even the swag of your movement signals to us that you are ours and we are yours. That certain rise, drop, and dip in stride that we all know too well within our community is the trademark of confidence and power. How wonderful for us to see our rhythm align itself with the leader of the free world. And them that are last shall be first. Amen and amen. A reflection on President Barack Obama, reflected, of course, across yet another beautiful piece of artwork from the Zamora collection. It's a great way to end this book. It's a great book. I hope you get a chance to read it, and I hope you get a chance to come and meet Joe Barry Carroll at the West Lafayette Public Library. It ought to be an exciting experience for all of us. Black American Voices, Shared Culture, Values, and Emotions, featuring the Tony and Betty Zamora collection. It's available at the West Lafayette Public Library.